Christy's going downstairs to get my Bible. I don't know how I left that. I got them on my phone. I'm not worried about it. Thanks, Christy. Grace to all of you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. Ever since I started working on this message, because we always start planning it like a month before, and then all week long, the main thing that I felt like God wanted me to share, well, the first thing God told me was, it's not about you. He kept on telling me, it's not about you. I said, I get it, God, but what do you want me to tell them? Same message. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about you. What do you mean, God? It's not about me. I get it. You know, it's about you, right, Lord? It's like, that's right. But it's not about you either when it comes to our Christian life, when it comes to the church, when it comes to faith. These things aren't about us. It's supposed to all be about God. The first reading today from Psalm 115, I mean, I know it's a long song, but I can't get past what I read right off the bat. Thanks. This is what I was looking for. I appreciate it. Psalm 115. Every time I'd read this psalm, I just couldn't ever get past the first line. It's just, I think, kind of gets across everything. It says, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. Not to us, Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness. But see, I think that Christians, in general, we become Christians, and it kind of is about us, maybe at least at first. Like, why do people become Christians? I mean, I think a lot of people that I talk to when it comes to being baptized or something like this, if they're older and they can express what it is, why it is, they want to be saved. They want to be saved from hell. They want to go to heaven one day. I mean, and that's true, but it is kind of all about us when you think about it. Like, I don't want to go to hell. Like, I want to go to heaven. That's about me, isn't it? Instead of really being about God. Now, this is still true, but the Christian life is supposed to be about serving God, loving our neighbors. It's not really supposed to be about us. Or another reason that people have given me for why they're a Christian, they want to be able to follow God's laws because they know it's going to bless them in their life. It's going to make them happy. Again, I think that's true most of the time. But again, it's kind of about us. It's about, like, how do I make my life better? How do I be a good citizen? You know, how do I live my life and not get hurt or not sin, all this kind of thing. It's really all about us. And again, I think it's problematic, because when it's not about God, sometimes we can get really angry then when we're following God's laws, but then we don't end up happier. At least not in the short term. And we can say, well, why am I even bothering? Being a Christian isn't paying off for me at all. Well, it's not about you, though. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about God. In John chapter 14, I think it's verse 21, it says, why do we follow the commandments? Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. We love God. That's why we obey the commandments. Does that mean that we're gonna stay away from sin? I think so, but it's not because we're just afraid of getting hurt. That's not why we're obeying the commandments. We're obeying the commandments because we love God. It's gotta be about him first and foremost. Because like I said, sometimes you do the right thing according to the Bible, but it doesn't turn out very well for you down here on earth. And so we have to make sure that our priorities are correct. Now, there may be secondary benefits. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the fact that we're going to go to heaven because we have faith in Jesus Christ. I'm just saying that can't be our number one goal. Our number one goal has to be to serve God and to love him. And all the other stuff that comes along with it, that's just gravy, whipped cream, right? That's the wonderful stuff. But it's got to be about God first and foremost. In Ephesians, it talks about this with regards to faith, that faith is not about us either. It's supposed to be about God. Ephesians chapter 2, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Even our faith is not about us. You know, and I think that just though our language in church, and I use this language all the time, can get this a little confused. Like we talk about Moses or Abraham as heroes of the faith, or we talk about how they had a strong faith. But faith isn't really about us. We're just putting our trust in God. He has to come through and do something, or else who cares about our faith? I mean, think about Moses. He goes to Pharaoh. He trusts God. He goes to Pharaoh, says, "Let my people go." If God wouldn't have come through for him with 10 plagues and then crossing the Red Sea, Moses wouldn't be written about in a book. Our faith doesn't matter unless God is faithful to us. God's the one that did all the work. I mean, Moses didn't do anything. He listened to God. He trusted God. But honestly, God is the one that did all the stuff. So this story is not about Moses, just like the stories of Abraham or the stories of Peter aren't about Abraham or Peter. They're about how God used just normal people to do amazing things. It's about God. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God. And I think when we read these stories, it reminds us that God, since he worked in their lives, he can also work in our lives. But it's not about how strong our faith is. It's about how amazingly strong our God is. I hope that you can see what I'm trying to get at. I think this is what God wants me to share with you today. The final area that I really think that that this is very important is in our church. I've been in a lot of churches. A lot of you probably have too along the way. Maybe not. Some of you grew up here, have been here your whole life. But people think of churches, it all kind of gets focused around the pastor, I've noticed. It's hard not to make this happen. It's just very difficult. And so people will talk about wanting to go to a church because of a certain pastor, because either their sermons are great, or they're a really nice person, or they really helped out their family along the way. And I'm not saying any of those things are bad. I'm just saying that's not really why we're going to church. It shouldn't be about a pastor. It's like God told me, it's not about you, Stephen. It's about him. And I have mentioned this to Christy many times, but it's always scary to me when someone tells me how much they like me, how they think I'm just great as a pastor. They put me up on a pedestal, and I think, oh no, because this has happened to me before. And eventually, a lot of times, those people will leave. And it's not because I necessarily did anything wrong, but they get disappointed. Maybe someone in the church hurts them, and they think I should have done more to stop it. Or maybe God sort of lets them down. And they think, why, Pastor Brewers, you know, you're not good enough. You're not making my life better. Or maybe they just, you know, don't like my sermons. Or I don't know what the reason is, but they leave because they're not here. They're here for the wrong reason. They're here, they're supporting me when I really don't matter. It should be about God. God is the reason that we're here. And then we start to think a little bit more about this because, I mean, I want the pews at church full of people. But that leads to a lot of temptations, like trying to make our church services all about other people, all about you. We want to make you happy. Now, I want church to be inspiring. Hey, but I don't want to compromise the message of the Bible just to bring more people into the church. Does that make sense? I want it to be about God, not about you. So like when we plan our worship every month, we pick songs. And what we do is we read the Bible first. And I tell them, I think I'm going to be talking about this topic, maybe. I mean, that changes sometimes. and then we try to pick songs that go along with the message. Now, some songs, I'm sure some of you don't like. But I just got to remind you, it's not about you, okay? I want you to be happy, but, I mean, there are some songs that we pick that I don't like. But I try to pick them anyway because it's not about me. I know some of you might really like those songs. But you see, we have to make sure we're focused on the right things. There are some times when I'm going to give a sermon when I think, oh, I really don't want to talk about this because I think it's going to make people mad. I know you all pretty well. I kind of have a general sense of where people stand on different issues. And I just know sometimes I'm going to make people upset. And I'm right most of the time. They tell me later on that they weren't happy that I talked about this issue or whatever, you know? But the thing is, again, I don't mean to be rude, but it's not about you. It's about doing what God asks me to do. And it can't be about me either. I can't be so interested in pleasing people or loving that people laugh at my jokes or liking what people say to me after church. It's got to be about God. So this is a very simple message today, I hope. I hope that you just get across those four words. It's not about you, okay? So what is it about? It's about pleasing God. It's about loving him. It's about making him number one priority in your life. Other than that, it's about loving other people, not you. Not spending your whole life just doing whatever you want, but it's about loving other people and serving them. I mean, that's what the Christian life is about. That's why we have faith. That's why we go to church. It's not about you. It's about God. So that's the end of the message. That is the message today. I hope that you can remember it. I hope that I can remember it, and I hope we can live it out as a Christian community. Amen.